The elusive voter is the voter who has not voted before or votes erratically or sporadically. California has hit a threshold. We have 20 million of the 25 million eligible voters in the state of California are now registered to vote in California. It's an all-time high. The question is, will they show up? So everybody always has a voter outreach one way or another, and there's a unique one starting tonight. It's a telethon for America. That's the name of it, the Telethon for America. It's the first telethon with the goal of raising $0. To talk to us about it from the When We All Vote campaign, it's a pleasure to welcome Kim Pizer. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Now, talk to us about the Telethon for America. What is the purpose of a telethon that doesn't ask for money?
Yeah, so it's a very exciting event, and it's pretty unique. I'm not sure anyone has ever tried to pull off something like this before. It is an event where, like you said, not trying to raise any money, but instead we're asking people to make their pledge to vote tomorrow. So they can go to the website, telethonforamerica.com, and on there is a very easy tool to make a plan to vote tomorrow, find out your polling place, what time, what's on your ballot, so you can be prepared if you want to be. So we're just trying to drive a lot of energy to that through our event.
And this is from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, and it's streaming live on YouTube, on Facebook Live, Comedy Central Online. And this is also powered by the When We All Vote campaign, which is the nonpartisan nonprofit campaign that was launched by Michelle Obama. Now, you actually work for the When We All Vote campaign, correct?
Correct, yes.
And the important thing is it really is nonpartisan in the sense that when we all vote, America is stronger regardless of who you're voting for. The more people are participating, the better it is for everybody. But one of the ironies here is the youth vote has been the most frustrating for both parties to reach out to, or we can reach out to them, but to actually get them to show up. So while this is geared for everybody, it's specifically targeted to the youth vote.
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're trying to do with When We All Vote is it's really a whole culture change that needs to happen so that, you know, participating in democracy and voting is like a natural. It's not such an uphill battle every time there's an election. So that's why we've been bringing in some big voices, some artists, actors, celebrities, influencers, a lot of sort of YouTube influencers who I've aged past already, but have
amazing
reach. We're trying to meet, like you said, those younger voters, sort of meet them where they are through these great ambassadors that we've brought into the fold at When We All Vote.
What do you think is the important part, though? Because, you know, with Taylor Swift just doing what she did, you get a lot of people to sign up, and that is the key. That's the first step.
Right.
But the hard part is getting them to the polls, and it is getting them educated because they do get fired up, right? And like the one kid from the Parkland shooting, he said, it's one thing to get out there and bark on social media, but it's another thing to actually go to the polls and vote because it is your future. It is your, you know, it is your place in society. And, you know, it's important to vote. So how are you, besides just getting people to call in and pledge and say, yeah, I'm going to vote, how are you going to get them to the polls?
I think a big part of it is that for a lot of people, particularly new voters, the process is kind of intimidating.
Sure.
You know, you have to figure out if you're new to it, you don't know where to go, you don't know when, there might be things on the ballot that you're not that familiar with. I know, you know, here there's like a zillion school board races and all kinds of things. It might seem very intimidating.
Intimidating for their parents, too, sometimes, you know.
Exactly.
For us, we got to look it up.
The judges.
Right.
There's 400 judges running on the ballot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's true all over the place. So there's two things. One is, I think, making people really understand that, just like we were talking about school board judges, those races, those local races, sometimes are even more impactful to your daily
life
than the ones at the federal level.
You know, we've made that argument. We're talking about Kim Pizer, by the way. And yes, there's some nepotism involved here, folks.
Yeah.
I acknowledge that.
Pizer.
Kim is my niece. It comes from a very politically active, my father-in-law, your grandfather, was a congressman for 10 years. And a small town mayor and a wonderful human being who really served this country both in uniform at the Battle of the Bulge and in the halls of Congress And so I think the whole family sort of has the disease, if you will, that we keep sticking our fingers in the fan blades, believing in the process, as flawed and imperfect as it is. You know, we've done on this show in 2005, we did a live mayoral debate with then L.A. Mayor Jim Hahn against the future mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and all the candidates. In 2009, we did a pitchfork and torches rally at the Hyatt Hotel by LAX, which we broadcast live for 3 hours the night before the city election, where we invited all the candidates for all those little offices that you don't even know what they are to come on. And it was great. We had 500-600 people show up. I think 300 of them were candidates. But at least you got to hear from the candidates. That's the frustration. It's that there is no shortage of outreach. There's just a disconnect that somehow too many people believe that what those people do doesn't impact our lives. And man, it does at every level, at every level.
Yeah, sure. And one of the things, again, which you can do all day today and, of course, during the telethon, when you go to telethonforamerica.com, there's the form that we use there is really great because you put in your address, you pick out what time you want to vote tomorrow, find your polling location, and you also can see every single thing that's on your ballot. So you can, you know, tune into the telethon from 6 to 8, have a few laughs after you make your plan. If you make your plan, you might get a chance to be called by Jane Fonda or Pharrell or one of the other celebrities we have joining us. And then you even get a little sort of receipt in the email with, all right, you said you were going to vote at 8 a.m. tomorrow at XYZ location. So again, it's just trying to every little thing that can be done to make it a little easier is what we're trying to do.
7 million people have turned 18 since the 2016 election. So there's lots of first time voters available out there. Julie Louis-Dreyfus, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Charlize Theron, Whitney Cummings, a whole bunch of people going to be there. So that's tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Streaming live on Facebook Live, as well as the Comedy Central website and YouTube, and Lyft and ICM Partners are all sponsoring this with When We All Vote, the nonpartisan nonprofit campaign. Kim, have fun tonight, and thanks for coming out and saying hello to us today.
Thanks. Vote tomorrow, everyone. Don't forget.
Amen.